to know about today. You can find out what the important things are, discussion-wise or otherwise, by going to the Doug Steffen program every day, which you can hear on a lot of great radio stations at DougSteffen.com. You can get the stream. What is it? You stream? I stream? We all stream for
TalkStream Live?
Ah, that's it. I know we had...
If you're walking around with your iPhone or even on your Android and you need a way to grab us, the Good Day app is there, and then the TalkStream Live app or TuneIn Radio app are there for you.
All right. So
if you're on a computer, just go to GoodDayShow.com or DougSteffen.com.
Two important stories today involving bacon. You knew that, right?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Don't make me hungry.
All right. One of them has to do with the new Diet Coke. The story behind the story at DougSteffen.com, the suggestion by the folks that make Coca-Cola, and by the way, there are a lot of these on Facebook and Twitter. Jennifer.
Actually, yes, we put this up on Facebook.com/GoodDayShow.
Yes, we did.
And we asked people if they would drink Diet Coke with bacon. And so far, Davina said yes, that doesn't sound very good to her, so she wouldn't drink it. Amy said regular Coke with bacon she would love, but not diet. Artificial sweeteners should be avoided at all costs. Cindy said diet drinkers are awful, make it regular Coke and sign me up. Yummy, I try to avoid both these days, but man, that sounds good. BLT and Coke, And Jean says, sounds terrible, no. I think I'm kind of with Jean, I don't know about bacon and Diet Coke.
All right, so... The rumor is that Diet Coke is going to try to do something unique by combining with the taste of bacon all of the rest of the ingredients. Is this an idea that makes any sense, or is it desirable? 800-510-8255. Diet Coke with bacon.
This is all part of this trend over the last 5 years to add bacon to the craziest thing.
Everything. Right. Bacon, yeah. Ice cream, bacon, everything.
I don't know what the bacon industry has going on, but they've got somebody in their marketing department that's a little bit nuts, but it works.
Right.
It's doing. Yeah, I mean, you hear bacon being added
bacon,
to
the other white meat.
Bacon ice cream, yeah.
Yeah.
The bacon conspiracy.
Yes, it is.
Is that what it is?
It is.
There's no faking when it comes to bacon.
That's right.
Hey, somebody call the geniuses at the Coca-Cola marketing department and give them that from Jennifer. All right, so Diet Coke with bacon, if it's out there, who taste tested it? I want to know who the taste testers are for... Coke with bacon.
I picture
bacon.
Somebody that looks like Flounder from Animal House, who just got out of college.
Bacon.
Was a miserable failure, and then he gets some job. You know, he sees his job, and he's like, taste tester at bacon plant. And he's like, yeah, that's me.
All right, so here's the other bacon story today. The incident involving bacon at a Muslim celebration over the weekend being investigated as a hate crime. Pieces of uncooked bacon strewn across the field where the Muslims had gathered to celebrate the holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Muslims, as you know, are forbidden to eat pork. Police say the bacon was scattered intentionally. Three packages of uncooked bacon left behind with a note which was signed by somebody who used a code name referencing a website that contains derogatory comments about Muslims. The bacon was at the John D'Amato Field in Staten Island. You know, there are a lot of things to be said about this whole thing and people's intolerance, and they kind of... the word stupid is something that I never wanted to use because I ran across a lot when I was a kid. Kind of like the word lie. Horrible word. But I don't know what word to attach to trying to connect this as a hate crime. Do the people who
ridiculous?
Spread the bacon around.
This
they
seems
probably
more
don't
of
like
a
Muslims.
Practical joke.
But a hate crime?
Right.
A hate crime to me is when you go out and...
Well, chemicals. You're trying to hurt someone.
Right, trying to blow somebody up because of their beliefs or you want to
here's the
hurt
problem,
their
though.
Body or something.
Where's the crime? Okay, if you paint a swastika on a Jewish person's house, or you write the N-word on a black person's house, or you come up with some other horrible thing that you do to somebody, the crime was vandalism.
Yeah.
And there was hate attached to it.
Yeah.
Where is the crime in the bacon being laid in the park?
Littering.
That's not a crime. Littering. There you go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Arrest them for littering.
So it's hate littering.
Right.
Hence, therefore, a hate crime. Okay. Now you get. Now you're there.
All right. So let's see if this that's is a criminal activity. That does that in terms of your own mind. Are you happy with thinking about this as a crime? Throwing bacon around a field where Muslims are celebrating. 800-510-8255. Now, this is a real crime, an example of a real crime. Three daycare employees arrested after they forced young children to have a fight. This is the Hands of Our Future Daycare Center in Wilmington, Delaware. Forced toddlers to fight.
So they may be fists of our future now.
The video, this is how stupid these people are. They videoed these three-year-olds who were put into a sort of makeshift ring and told to fight. Taught what it was. The three adults apparently showed them what it was like. Use your fists, etc. And so the video shows them, these three morons, egging on the three-year-olds to fight each other. One of the three is heard yelling at the youngsters to punch her, punch her, punch her. And one of the other workers says, no pinching, but punching, because the kids were pinching each other. And one child is seen crying in the video about being punched and pinched. These are three. What sick? Oh my God! These people. Where do they come from?
Call me.
I'm so incensed by stuff like this.
I actually am getting like just thinking of that brings tears to me. That is so disgusting. That is just so disgusting.
What kind
to me.
Of these people aren't even human beings?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the women who work in the WDEL.
Yeah.
Has a story.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So what is the punishment for something like that?
That's a good question. What do you do that this is so visceral when you get... my fists are clenched thinking about this. How do you then put these people... They're 19... Wait a minute. There's a 19-year-old woman that teaches or works at the daycare center, a 21-year-old, and a 47-year-old.
Yeah.
Hands of Our Future Daycare. And they've been charged with assault, endangering the welfare of a child, reckless endangerment, and conspiracy. So what are all of those things? What's the penalty? How much time in jail? Max? Excuse me, time in jail. Excuse me. Max time in jail. And hopefully they'll meet up with some women in the corrections facility that'll straighten them right out. Because the women in these places are tougher sometimes than the men in the max security prisons. That's what they deserve. Anybody who has... These people aren't even human.
Wow. Yeah, these women don't look like the smartest things walking around.
Of course they aren't.
In Delaware.
Of course they aren't.
You know...
Is being dumb a crime? No.
Being stupid is not a crime.
Yeah.
Using that stupidity.
Yeah. In this circumstance.
Somebody explain to me why people feel the need when they do something stupid and many times illegal to whip
video.
Out their cell phone and video it and send
are.
It around.
Yeah. That's how
like
stupid
Prince
they are.
Harry, for example.
Yeah.
I've
the naked
got to
pictures
think,
of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to think that when he invites all these girls up to his room in Vegas to play strip pool, that somebody had to be there that wasn't as drunk as he was to protect him and say, you know what,
these people
with the over here had their cell phones out taking pictures of your naked bum.
Yeah,
maybe we should either A, stop, or ever have everybody put their phones in a basket next to the door.
Maybe that's why it was naked, because that's why he wanted no phones. But maybe someone snuck it in a secret compartment.
Really? You think so,
maybe,
huh?
Maybe that's why it was naked pool, so that there wouldn't be any cell phones.
All right. Well,
surprise.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It really is unbelievable.
It's the stupidity of people.
Yep. All right. So we've focused on that enough. Well, I mean, I suppose we could prove it by trying. I've been trying all morning, and I'm going to, you know what? I've had enough of asking this question because they're not worth the time that I've given them. Michaela and Tariq Salahi were the White House party crashers. Remember? They get into the White House without an invitation and with no ID.
And now she's with the guy from Journey.
Right.
And they have
Neil Schon.
Officially been divorced.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, exactly.
He said he wishes her the best, even though he sued Neil Schon for like $50 million.
Alienation of affection or something?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Who wants to be affectionate with that thing? Oy. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
They're a couple.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Another fine example of your government at work. Detroit's Water and Sewer Department doesn't have any horses and hasn't for 14 years, but they still have an official horseshoer on staff. Makes $30,000 a year.
Sweet.
Plus $27,000 a year in benefits.
Wow.
The horseshoer. For horses that don't exist. Cool. Check that story out at DougStephan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusionSystems.com. or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
So, the birthday list today on Good Day includes Ron Dante, who is the lead singer of the Archies. And the Archies were important because this is a group. There's another guy named Tony, and I can't remember his last name. It was an Italian name, who had a picnic. Both these guys, Dante and Tony, who with the last name that's Italian, were basically like the Funk Brothers in terms of pop music. The Funk Brothers.
The house band at a recording show.
The house band in Motown are the Funk Brothers. And Dante was at RCA as the house band there, the same as Tony was the house band over at White Label, and I can't remember. That doesn't help anybody.
Atlantic.
You know,
yeah,
that White Label.
Yeah, it wasn't Atlantic, but it was
Atlantic anyway. Was yellow, sorry.
Anyway, they were the equivalents at their particular shops. So every once in a while, these guys in the band would just jam. And this was a perfect example of them coming up with some silly concept. This is a song that means absolutely nothing. There is nothing about this song that connects to anything except it's a fun romp. They had about a half hour. I remember this story. I remember actually interviewing this guy once when I was still a jock. They had a half hour of 45 minutes between sessions in the studio. And so they just horsed around, and that's where this came from.
Wow.
And it was like a kajillion. It was one of the biggest records RCA ever had. And it was all these people just hanging around that are the musicians just jamming around. Hey. So anyway, I mean, listen to the lyric line. What does it mean? You are my king.
Tony Wine.
Tony, what's his name? No.
Wine.
Tony Wine is with, is now, yeah, that's, she's actually.
She's your neighbor, isn't she?
No, no.
Right,
Tony
yeah.
Wine went on the trip to Iraq with, she's the musician that leads, Tony
Ron
Orlando.
Dante. Lead vocals were accompanied by Tony Wine.
Yeah, that's Tony Wine, who's the singer there, but Tony Wine.
Oh, my goodness. And you know who else is the other singer on that song?
Who?
Andy Kim.
Yes.
Rock me gently, rock me slowly.
Yeah,
and you know who the producer was?
No.
Don Kirshner.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he did a lot of that stuff at RCA.
Yeah.
Tony Wine created some of the most interesting music during the pop era. She was fascinating. I had a great time with her when we went on that trip to Iraq. She's always worked with Tony Orlando, mm-hmm. and in fact, she's responsible for the creation of that sound as well. She's one of the most prolific writers of pop music in the history of the medium, and it was fascinating to me. What's great stories? I think we had her. Didn't I interview her? And
you did. Yeah, she was
to tell some of her stories. All right, let's see here. Next, it's Vernon Reid, the guitarist for Living Color.
64 today. By the way, Ron Dante is 67. The story goes beyond his birthday. Just great fun, some of that stuff. All right, so we can
great
move
song
on
here. Yeah, oh, right. Great stuff.
A lot of noise.
Yeah.
Colin or Colin Ray?
Well, there's
Colin
only one
Ray.
Colin. Only
yeah.
one Colin in the world.
Rock my world, little country girl. You were
he's 53 today. Let's see here. Roland Orzabal. One of the Tears for Fears. Another great, great pop hit. Everybody
love
wants
them.
To rule with. Yeah, right. Debbie Peterson, the drummer with the Bangles. I love this stuff.
Susanna Hoffs. Right here with her eyes.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Walked by and she did that. Chen.
Look at Teenage Rich coming out.
Paul Doucette, the drummer with Matchbox 20, is 40. Tali Joro. One of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, boy.
39 today. And Jeff Stinko.
That's a terrible name.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
What a nice guy. Welcome to the show, Jack Stockwell. Yeah. Dr. Jack.
Thanks a lot.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is on the Doug's Have a Good Day program.
He's got some things that he'd really like to discuss, but right. Doug doesn't care.
No, Doug wants to talk about farm prices.
This is not the Jack Stockwell Good Day program. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That's right.
Whereas Richie's happy to tell you, everything surrounds me.
Well, it should.
That's right.
They named the show after you. I mean,
right. I mean, if I've learned from Rush Limbaugh anything, everything is about him.
That's right.
Right? It's all about him.
That's
He'll
right.
be happy to tell you. This is all about me.
Well, I have to constantly remind my listeners on my daily show in Salt Lake of that very fact.
Right.
We'll drop that one. Thank you for that little button.
I'm the decider. Right, what is George Bush used to be? He was the decider.
Chief decider, yep.
That's it, right, exactly. All right, so we have Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's the chief at his... I'm the King Dudley of Dudley World. That's how I can...
Here's the difference between you and L. Rushbo.
Yeah.
L. Rushbo doesn't just surround himself with all of these
$50 million
and,
a year.
Yeah, well, that. Besides that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't imagine where Limbaugh would be today if he had Rich supporting him.
Ah, good guy.
You know, and Jen and Roberta.
Right. Well, actually, one of my producers that we have here who produces the Roger Hedgecock Show was one of Russ's producers for years. And, man, the stories. I mean, he says Russ is a great guy. Consummate expert.
Yeah.
But he just says it is wild working in that scenario because he expects everything from you.
Yeah.
Everything and gets right. it.
Yeah, of course. Whereas I put up with guys like you.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Why do you think I'm here?
Right, exactly. All right. So, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a board certified NUCA expert in chiropractic, is here with us to discuss various things that are of medical interest and import to you, not the least of which is the quality of the doctors that you find. What you seek and what you find sometimes are two different things. Whether you be interested in traditional medicine or the so-called alternative doctors, Jack, I don't know that I would put... the word alternative doesn't really tell you anything, because there are lots of alternatives to what is conventional medicine. There are those who practice what we call Eastern medicine, and maybe that's a factor. But I don't know that chiropractic and ultimately the homeopathic things that we espouse when we have our conversations, Jack, are Eastern or Northern or Western or whatever. They are very practical solutions to problems, though, in terms of medicine. So I'm interested to talk with you about the job burnout factor that seems to be affecting the traditional medical world. A lot of doctors are talking about being burned out. I mean, I listened to Ken Kronos, who's our friend and the other doctor on the program, who's basically a conventional cardiologist, has a big practice in Florida and a lot of expensive equipment. And the government keeps screwing with the formulas for various insurance programs, including the government insurance. So these guys are down to making pennies, and many of them still have their, I don't know how much it costs you to go to school, but I'm figuring it's a lot. There are 7,000 doctors that were surveyed. 4 in 10 conventional doctors said they were emotionally exhausted at the end of every day and feel a high degree of cynicism toward their patients and toward the government and toward the process in general. So I wonder if what your thought is on your own approach to your patients and what you think their attitude is toward you.
Well, I, you know, there was a time when a doctor could be a doctor. Today they can't be. Right. Today they have to follow policies, they have to follow rules that are all established for the large part by non-medical practicing people, the so-called bean counters. In my area of expertise, I have a greater area of latitude. I take care of several MDs. I take care of more nurses than I can count. And, you know, among the nurses, maybe half of them are happy with what they do. The other half are working for retirement.
Yeah.
There isn't one MD I take care of except one. There's just one who would refer their profession to their child.
Yeah.
You know, it's much the same thing in the practice of law. You know, I've only got one attorney who would recommend his profession to his children. The rest of them are, the description you gave there a few moments ago, a very good description, could apply to other areas of the professional life. Mm-hmm. But with the medical stuff, it's getting worse and it's getting worse. And in, I think it was Business Week magazine about 3 or 4 years ago, it was talking about the top 25 jobs between then and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The practice of medicine wasn't even in the top 25.
Yeah.
The number one was programmer, computer programmer. But interestingly enough, number three was chiropractic.
Well, here's the bottom line, how this affects people listening to the program right now. It's sort of a an alarm bell. Those of you who think that because we have this foolishness now that's called people call it Obamacare, but it's a what's the
Affordable
Health Care Act. Okay, you think that's going to help you live a better life? You're foolish. The only thing's going to help you live a better, healthier life is you. You have to make up your mind that you're going to eat well, exercise, get the right supplements. That's the only way you're going to live a good, long, healthy life. The government, doctors, their job isn't to get you to be healthy. Their job is to fix your body when you screw it up. And some people say, well, there are a lot of things that happen that aren't my... You know what? Your responsibility is to be in charge of your life and your body. And if you can't do that, then what do you think? It's my responsibility to pay to take care of you? Or Jack's? Or Richie's? Or Heather's? Or Jennifer? Or anybody's? It's not my responsibility. I love helping people who need help. You don't need help. You can take care of yourself. But you choose not to because it's easy to give over to somebody else.
Well, we have this magic pill idea in our mind that somehow years of nutritional neglect, exercise neglect, relationship neglect,
yep,
that somehow we can just go out there and, you know, get
something
for our
depression. Bingo, we'll take a pill, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Precisely.
You're crazy. You know,
I started with a brand new patient yesterday. He's taking over 8 prescriptive medications, a female medication, a depression medication, a heart medication, a diabetes medication, a lung congestion medication, and a couple more I forget offhand. And, you know, when I told her, I said, listen, I take care of a PhD pharmacologist, a pharmacist on a PhD level who does nothing but work with the medical profession to help them put different kinds of compounds together. And this pharmacologist told me there isn't a PhD level pharmacist on this planet who can possibly track the interactions of three drugs, let alone what a lot of these people are getting anymore. So it fits right into that model you're talking about.
Yeah. It goes no place. And it's sad that so many people think that they're going to get, and these are people that get that fall into this this situation that you know, they don't have health care, so therefore this is good. You have health care if you take care of yourself. Are there things that will happen for which you have over which you have no control or for which there is no real medicine? Absolutely. Things, car accidents, any kind of accident, actually, or things that happen because you're exposed to certain things that you know you can't do much about. But in the main, if you have a strong immune system, you can fight off and ward off most everything.
Absolutely.
And if that were done, the number of people and therefore the cost of this thing wouldn't be sending us to the poorhouse. So it just, I think it's great food for thought in many different ways. But if you think this thing that's going on now is a panacea for you and your future, you're absolutely foolish.
Well, you know, when you what's a business that controls a particular area of industry in America mostly concerned about? You know, the bottom line. It's, and they're gonna you know, the old idea of buying low, selling high. And when you know beyond argument that it was the insurance companies that put the ACA together here, and the insurance companies are raising your premiums because I just got the notice that mine's going up again next year, yet the services offered are being cut.
Yeah.
Who's getting fat off of this?
Yeah.
Premiums up, payouts down. Yeah. Where is the margin getting thicker? Well, it's in the hands of the insurance companies who were behind this Affordable Care Act in the first place.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack. Pretty easy to tell by looking at her. Again, maybe this is the logical next step in our conversation about taking care of yourself.
She says awareness saved her life. I'm thinking if she were aware, she wouldn't have been in the situation that she was in.
Well, she was aware of the benefits of aspirin, and she took a bunch of aspirin, and that's why she didn't die.
That might be the case, but remember, half the people who drop dead of heart attacks are thin.
Yeah.
They don't look like Rosie, and most people want to blame their problems on genetics.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's in my genes. My doctor told me it's genetic, this kind of stuff. That way, it's not their fault. They don't have to be responsible for their own lifestyle.
Yeah.
Give me a pill.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So, anyway, she helped, apparently, some large woman to a car in a parking lot, and because she's not in shape, she had a cardio event. I think that's what it was described as.
Yes.
And then they found out that one of her arteries was 99% blocked. So they put a stent in it.
You know what?
That has to be reflective of what she eats.
My mind. When you have that kind of money, and you're obviously as intelligent as she is to get to this place in her life, how do you not get a physical where they see signs that you're 99% blind?
Well, a lot of this, and I think Ken would back me up on this, a lot of this stuff is only discovered post-event. Now, the fact that her heart was working 99% blocked, that's the fascinating thing of the body's resiliency to operate even under the most adverse conditions.
Are you telling me that if she were to go in, that she likely went in and had a physical and had her blood pressure taken, they listened to her heart with the stethoscope, and they maybe did whatever they do in a routine physical, and that they wouldn't be able to tell that one of your arteries is 99% blocked?
A stress test should reveal that. That's true. A stress test, and when you put a load on the heart,
ultrasound,
but
an
EKG won't necessarily show that.
An EKG wouldn't show that.
Yeah. EKGs only show events after they've happened.
So when I sit down on that table, when I get my physical, and they put all those little pieces of tape on my chest, and they have to rip them off, what is that actually doing for me except ripping the few hairs that I have on my chest?
Well,
off?
Actually, it's looking for some kind of heart dysfunction, which could actually begin the next day. Remember LBJ, when he dropped dead in his library there from a massive cardiac infarction, the very day before, his cardiologist gave him a clean bill of health.
Oh, my God.
Because because the EKG wasn't showing anything. When the heart has some kind of an infarct and scar tissue forms, that slows down the electrical signal that the EKG is trying to pick up. And unless there's some kind of dysfunction going on inside the heart, the EKG is going to show you perfectly okay, even though you could have a blocked coronary.
Doug and I both have been down to Dr. Ken's office and had the image, you know, thing done where you get the 3D images of your heart and your brain and all that stuff.
Yes.
And it's the peace of mind that you get when you walk out of that office is amazing.
Now, how many people do that?
But, I'm 6 or 7 or 8 years out now from doing that.
Do it again.
Yeah. I mean, want to get that shot of nuclear blast. You know, too often. Does it take your heart to really kind of get to the point where Rosie was?
Well,
can that happen in a year,
heart,
2 years,
the
5 years?
The heart is the quickest organ in the body to heal. It's also the quickest organ to get dysfunctional because of malnutrition. Because cardiac cells, heart cells, not the valves, but the muscle, the myocardium, the cells replaced every 30 days. You have a new heart every 30 days. And if your lifestyle and your diet, your nutritional status do not change, you're going to have the same heart you had 30 days ago with a little bit more dysfunction beginning to appear.
So why can't you get rid of all that plaque in 30 days?
Oh, well, no, you can't get rid of the plaque. Now, the plaque is not the result of heart cells. The plaque is the result of buildup going on in the coronary structure because of constant inflammation taking place on the
intima lining. So if you have a faulty valve, that faulty valve replaces itself in 30 days.
Just the heart cell, the muscle
cells.
Cell.
Okay. The cellular structure.
The valves are made out of something totally different.
Okay.
And a
okay.
very damaged valve has a very hard time getting repaired.
I'll tell you what will really fix the American public. Diet Coke with bacon.
Oh, there you go.
That'll fix everybody. We'll all be healthy. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Like bacon.
Bacon!
All right. And sardines.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his own website, jackstockwell.com.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Oh, right. That new TV is a serious upgrade.
Get close to the action at the ultimate football experience at Sears and save $100 on a Samsung 40-inch 1080p LCD TV, just $449.99. Plus, get a $25 reward card. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Ball cards last in-store only. In the event of a return, card will be deducted from refund. Offer ends 8/25/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's one of the great Beatles tunes. Happy to acknowledge this movie as it premiered on this date in 1965. The movie helped by the Beatles. This is one of the great pieces of just Beatles music. Anyway, Richie, go back to the beginning of this just for a second, because where they really sort of get into it is one of the great pieces of pop music.
I need somebody.
Not here.
Not just anybody.
But when they wind it up,
when George rolls through the strings.
Right here. What a great. Oh, my God. When I was younger. So much younger than today. Never needed anybody. And they're helping
anybody.
The thing
I find amazing about this song is how they can count in and all just hit this.
They hit it.
I mean, listen, the music, the vocals, the harmonies all start right together.
I need somebody. Just anybody.
You know, I need
how it
rolls from it. Just keep that up for a second. Yeah. That's such a terrific piece of bridge music, and it just is so pleasing to the ear. All right, 55 past the hour. Speaking of pleasing to the ear, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here on Good Day to bring us some movie news. We also, besides having movie music, have a movie trivia question. That is, most of the questions we have either come from audio, sound from the soundtrack of a movie, or something that pertains to movies, putting together correlative information. You coming up with the name of the movie. This is a movie that we're focused on today. Number one movie during this week in 1979.
Right up Chuckers Alley.
This was a horrible, horrible movie in its depicting of an event in history that was very troubling. And it's just, I mean, I did not a horror. I don't, let me clarify, horrible in the sense that the horrors that it presents are horrific. How's that? Does that better explain? Yeah. Okay. So let's get three pieces of audio, Richie.
So it's not like The Exorcist. It's more like
it's historical. Reality. Yeah. 800-510-8255. You haven't won before a movie moments and you know this movie. Help yourself to our line. Here's the first clue.
I'm going to ask Chuck if he knows what it is already.
No.
Chuck?
Does it have George C. Scott in it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery trucks.
Ow.
To collect the bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody who's equal to his stature, however, in terms of moviedom, and also some pretty important stars of television and movies around.
I heard
still today.
Barack Obama, President Obama, on was it, with Entertainment Tonight the other day saying this was his favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much describes his presidency. Next clip.
Everyone gets everything he wants. I wanted a mission. And for my sins, I gave you one.
That's Estevez. That helps you, any? Right, Chugger?
Yeah.
All right, last clip. This was what made him a big star.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That gives it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, 800-510.
I don't know if you know the story, but that actor, the first actor you mentioned, took a heart attack during the filming of that movie.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, he
really?
Did.
Yeah,
and I believe he was in his 30s, too, when he did.
Yeah.
I guess he was so that the shoot was so strenuous.
So it was really, yeah, that's what you hear. Story is very strenuous. 800-510-8255 to identify that movie while Chucker gives us some movie news.
All right, Doug, according to reports, Disney reportedly will reboot its 1991 superhero movie, The Rocketeer. The original stars Billy Campbell and Jennifer Connelly about a stunt pilot who flies around with
very
a rocket.
Very likable movie. Very likable movie.
Yeah, I'd say it has a strong cult following, but was not a big box office hit at the time, although the studio really wanted it to be. Some other bit of news, Warner Brothers will jump into the biblical epic arena, producing a movie about the life of Pontius Pilate. There's another religious epic being filmed right now, Noah, the Noah's Ark story starring Russell Crowe. So it appears that's the newest trend that Hollywood might go down. I think if they hit, they could do very well.
That's interesting, yeah.
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 All right, and Ridley Scott to stop production of the movie he's filming with Brad Pitt in London to come home, dealing with his brother's death. The Counselor is the name of the movie. I don't know much about that. Do you, Chucker?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
And I just want to bring up, I think it's really cool that Michael J. Fox is going to do a sitcom again for NBC.
Yeah. It is cool, yeah. Under the circumstances.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's see here. Donald in Santa Maria, what's the name of that movie?
Is it Platoon?
You know, you're pretty close, but not right on. Robert in Idaho, what's the name of the movie?
What is Apocalypse Now?
It's Apocalypse Now. Martin Sheen became a star as a result of that movie. Pretty heavy, gritty stuff. All right, sir, you get the prize. Thank you very much for the call. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.